She was beautiful and full of life. That's how Rashid Munir, Imam of the Waterford Al-Munir Islamic Centre, has described Malaika Al-Khatib. The 8-year-old died following an assault at her home in County Wexford at the weekend. Malaika was part of the Islamic community in Wexford and Waterford. Earlier, I spoke to Imam Rashid Munir.
It's very heartbreaking news, Kane. As we all know that the incident what happened a couple of days ago, only 8-year-old girl been murdered. And it is very heartbreaking thing for our community because I personally know that girl. She used to come to our Al-Munir Islamic Center, which is the biggest Islamic center in Waterford and Southeast. A lovely child, a beautiful girl, full of life, full of energy. And since this news was broke, we are all very heartbreaking. And first couple of hours, obviously, it was very hard to believe on that this incident was happened. And certainly I was speaking to the mother as well, mother of the child, and she's wounded, she's injured, but obviously she's not in good shape at the moment. But generally, the community is very heartbreaking at the moment.
You say it's heartbreaking for the community and that Malaika was a beautiful girl, full of life. You knew her. What was she interested in?
Well, just like an 8-year-old child, she was very smiley. She had a lot of interest learning about Islam, learning about the religion, and she was pretty much good in studies. She wanted to be like a good part of society. She always wanted to be like do something extraordinary. But this thing happened, so it's very heartbreaking.
You spoke to her mother last night. How is she?
Yes, I did speak to the mother, and obviously her injuries, they are not life-threatening. She's out of danger, but she was not in good condition. She was not in good condition. I mean, she witnessed her child being murdered right in front of her eyes. It's not easy to bear with that.
In the Muslim faith, a child who dies should be buried as soon as possible. Malaika, her burial was delayed because of the post-mortem examination. It needed to be carried out. When do you expect her to be laid to rest?
Yes, according to Muslim religion, Islam, anyone who died, their burial should be ASAP, as soon as possible. And so about this child, Malaika, I mean, she's not with us anymore, but this is our communal responsibility to give her a good funeral. And according to the Sharia, we have to do it as early as possible. But at the same time, we have to look at the law of the land, which is obviously post-mortem, and all the paperwork needed to be done by the hospital and by the Gadi. So I was speaking to the authorities last night, and the post-mortem was not fully conducted till last night. We were expecting to get the report today, and as soon as the body will be released and it would be handed over to us. So we have a mortuary in hospital, and we'll do the washing, which is a ritual of Islam. Before burying someone, we need to wash them properly. Obviously, she was a female, so the washing will be done by the females. And yes, after that, we have a place here given by the City Council of Waterford, a graveyard for the Muslim society, and we will do it ASAP, hopefully today, or the latest would be tomorrow.
All that to happen yet, and such a young girl, it's really heartbreaking, as you're saying, for you, for your community, but speaking to other members of your community, what are they saying today?
Yes, as you know, our first prayer of the day is like about 7 o'clock in the morning. Since that, I was meeting to different Muslim brothers, and again, they are all in pain. They are all in shock. What happened? And it is heartbreaking. And yeah, they all want to say a good goodbye to Malaika.
Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds was telling Morning Ireland earlier this morning that anti-immigrant groups were trying to stoke up anti-immigrant sentiment after Malaika's death. What's your reaction to this?
Yes, this is very, I would say, a non-serious thing at this stage, at this moment. I mean, once someone losing her child, and then it's just bringing to the different issue, immigrants and non-immigrants. I mean, this is all politics. And honestly, I don't want to go into the politics. Obviously, we are living here, like personally speaking, I'm living here from last 22 years. I never had any incident, racial incident, any argument, any action from anyone from the local community. I mean, beautiful people, we are all living together. And I would always say it's like my own family, my four children, they're born here. So we're not immigrants anymore. And these things happens in every society, in every culture, in every religion. I mean, everybody, I would say, should be standing with the mother. We should be looking at the mother who has lost her child.
Iman Rashid Munir speaking to us earlier.